Prostitution is seen as one of the greatest drivers of human trafficking in Florida.
So I've said all along that one of the things that many people will acknowledge but we've never done anything about is the issue of demand, the demand for the purchase of sex. So until you address that part of the equation, you never really can fully and adequately address the problem of human trafficking.
Republican Representative Ross Spano is the House sponsor of a newly signed measure enhancing the criminal penalties for solicitation. A first offense is now bumped up to a first-degree misdemeanor from a second-degree misdemeanor. The offender must also spend a minimum of 10 days in jail, perform 100 hours of community service, and attend an educational program on the negative effects of human trafficking and prostitution. It also allows a victim to petition the court to expunge their criminal history relating to human trafficking.
I think it's going to make a positive impact, and if it doesn't, then we'll make another run at it, and we'll do whatever that we have to do to make sure that people, men primarily, understand what it means and the impact that it has when they take actions that affect other people's lives.
It goes into effect October 1st. So do a couple public records exemptions that protect the identity and location of human trafficking victims in law enforcement investigative records. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.